wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Rolling on this Wednesday morning, little light cloud cover this morning, but that's going to break out and burn off, and you know it's going to be a muggy, hot Wednesday in Austin, Texas, throughout Central Texas, and all over the place. Clouds should clear by about 1
muggy
o'clock today.
Muggy on Friday, I know that.
Yeah, I was looking at Friday for the Mullet Open, and then Saturday and Sunday for the Rot Rally and the Texas Super Regional. Probably a good thing that those games are 8 o'clock at night Saturday and Sunday, because...
Yes.
Temperature on Friday for the Mullet Open, high of 93 and not a cloud in the sky, and you know the humidity is going to stick around.
For sure.
A couple of shower days for yours truly these days.
And as you said, there are a lot going on Friday with us and stuff, and we'll have some people on. We'll be talking baseball, obviously, and getting ready for the series this weekend, but a lot of folks, some new folks, it'll be, you know, get an opportunity to talk about what they do. There's a group called Short Par 4, and Chris and the guys over there. We have three separate bags for this golf tournament. And
goodie bags?
Goodie bags. Three separate goodie bags that are going to be given out at this golf tournament. And they use tailor-made products, bags, balls, towels. And they also give you a polo at this golf tournament. So that's a bag. Cavenders, they'll have their bag. We'll have our bag with for Tito's stuff in it. So there's a lot given out. And I want to thank Chris over at Short Par 4 for what he does for the Mullet Open. And, of course, Capital Movers will be there with their van tomorrow morning. And I asked them what time. They said, well, like we always are, we'll be there bright and early at 8 o'clock to take your stuff out.
8 a.m.
Out there to let's go. Let's get it ready. Let's get it out of my garage for sure. Which last night, my wife and I decided we'd leave the garage door open last night. Totally open.
Well, you live out in the middle of nowhere.
Nobody's coming in there to take that stuff, right?
And you have a gate and a big dog and...
You think that's enough?
Don't you? Does your gate have a code? I don't need to know it. I'm just wondering.
No.
You just have a button?
I got a solar deal.
Oh, sweet.
I went solar for the gate. For the gate and the gate only.
I like this.
But I did go solar.
Okay. So
sometimes it actually shuts.
Sometimes it actually shuts. Among our good conversations this morning, Texas A&M has hired Jim Schlossnagel away from TCU. Texas baseball team gearing up for the Super Regional. By the way, I mentioned temperature on Friday. Super Regional Saturday, 95 for the high. Sunday, 97 without clouds. So it's just going to get warmer as the week and the weekend progresses. That should be good for Texas to play at 8 o'clock on both nights and hydrate yourself this week. But the Austin Super Regional coming. Ty Madden named one of the 25 finalists for the Golden Spikes Award.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the and we found out in our B&E Fact of the Day this morning that no Texas player has ever won the Golden Spikes Award that goes to the best college baseball player for that year, which surprised us. I mean, Texas has four times won the Dick Houser Trophy, which is a different trophy. It's for the College Baseball Player of the Year. Brooks Gieschnick won it twice. Scott Bryant won it. Taylor Youngman won it. But no Texas player has ever won the Golden Spikes. I found that to be an interesting piece of news.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Also,
don't forget Rot Rally this weekend. Please be careful. I mean, I know it's just Wednesday, but this place is going to be packed. Remember, everybody's out and about, no mask. They are out there getting it done, and they are everywhere. When Rot Rally comes, and now that you're seeing
South
Dakota, it's going to be massive out there at COTA and all around the city. As a matter of fact, and you know, you got those blind spots in your car, man. You got to be extra careful. And as I said last week, I said people are getting out for the first time. They're doing some really strange things because we haven't been out a lot. So you really got to pay attention this weekend. You know, this is not nilly.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you got to really pay attention when the cycles are out there. I mean, I know people love to ride their bikes and stuff out there, but we in the cars, we got a responsibility too for them also and where they are. You know, even though they like to cruise in between and all that stuff, be responsible this weekend and look out for them, because you want those people coming back
head
here again,
on
a swivel,
right? Like you at Costco yesterday.
Well, that was that lady's fault. That wasn't my fault. She's the one on the phone. She's on the phone. She's moving backwards, and she fell into my cart. She put her ass on my stuff in my cart, and then said to me, "Hey, what? You're the one that's backing up on the phone. looking down at your phone, pulling your own cart. I couldn't get out of the way. My cart was loaded. What was I supposed to
do? Females call that multitasking.
Is that what they call it?
I'm just kidding.
Multitasking? Really?
I don't know.
Backing
up?
Pulling,
not paying attention is what
backing
I
Backing up,
them.
Pulling a cart.
Hey, you've seen these ladies.
Take...
They can drive their car, put on their makeup, talk on the phone all at one time.
Oh, I forgot.
All in the fast lane, going slow.
I should have been happy. This lady was probably hauling in her stuff, pulling her cart, getting ready to go home, make the dinner. And a lot of them aren't making
probably
dinner
a cocktail.
These days.
What, does the middle of the day? Probably have a cocktail.
She's not having cocktails. I'm telling you, that lady wasn't drunk.
Glass of bubbles.
She did not smell like alcohol. She just went backwards into my cart and fell down and wanted to blame me for it. Like, lady, I'm not on the phone. I've got a monster cart here. I got stuff to do, and you're backing up, and you're wondering why you fell down into the cart. Probably could have got sued for that yesterday. I didn't even think about that. I'm glad that lady did not try to take my name and my license.
For what?
Right,
she
there
backed
in
into
Costco's.
You.
Well, you never know.
I think you're clean on that.
You think so? Well, I got out of there in a hurry.
Okay, so all those stories, we talked about the Mavericks. Then you have a Luka Doncic as a ball hog problem. We talked NBA games. We had all kinds of fun. We also have Tom Gimbel joining us at the bottom of the hour with our weekly live music update from the general manager of the Austin City Limits television show. Great shows this weekend. There's some fantastic live music all over Central Texas, and Tom will walk us through that, including that Rot Rally.
Did the Black Rumors crush it a couple weeks
crushed
ago?
Crushed it. Five straight shows, sold out. Actually,
I saw where people were all up in their face. There was no social distancing going on there, right?
No.
The lead singer was like face to face with a couple people.
Yeah, Eric Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they actually, one of the shows got rained out. They had to move it to Monday. So they actually went from that week of Wednesday. It was really to launch the Stubbs grand, the reopening of Stubbs to live music. And Black Pumas had scheduled shows there from the year previous, and they added, they sold out five straight shows. So, rave reviews. I know Tom had gone to one of them, the Thursday night show last week, 2 weeks ago now, but awesome. But another good slate on tap, so we'll talk to Tom coming up, which led us, and yesterday we had the conversation on the musical conversation, best guitar riffs all time. That got a lot of good response. So the survey out there, Buck, asked people what decade of music since 1950 to now produced the best overall catalog of music. And this is at YouGovAmerica.com. So they asked Americans what they thought. This is an American poll. And right now, the 80s. The 80s is the leader and the winner.
Slightly
over the 70s. I mean, it's neck and neck.
That's some of the late 70s dripping into the 80s. That's what that is.
Yeah, I think so. So here's what we put together. Zay has the number one song for each year of the 80s. Like, for the entire year, right? There have been a lot of number one songs week to week. But in the end, they always pick, there's one song that was the chart topper of the week, of the year, right? So, Zay, can you give me 1980? 1980, this was the song of that year. As our computer fires up. Yeah.
Cindy Lauper?
No, that's Blondie.
I liked her, too.
Did you like her?
Yes, I did.
Blondie with Call Me 1980. That led to 1981. So you had Blondie and that another female.
I just said Cindy Lauper. What a goof.
Was the chart topper of 1981.
Cindy Lauper, Buck.
Give me number two, Zay.
You got Betty Davis eyes.
You like that one, Betty Davis eyes?
I do.
Okay. 1982, third straight female to have the song of the year in the start of the 80s. Here we go. Yes.
Physical.
Yes. Olivia Newton-John, 1982. Let's Get Physical.
She of the most whitest movie of all time, Grease.
Yeah. That's true. True statement. 1983. Now, you got to remember, 83. Now I'm 11 years old. This was the song of the year, 1983. I actually had this album and still listen to it to this day. Here we go.
Every breath you take.
That was a good one.
It was.
The Police, 1983. Yes. That album, it was on the radio nonstop in 1983 and 84.
That was the best song of all of them right there.
1984's number one song.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
Prince owned 1984, most of the 80s.
Okay.
My man Bob Ballou from Playing Through is going to love this. 1985, number one. Remember, this is the top.
Wham.
George Michael with Careless Whisper.
I understand why people think I'm kind of suspect. As soon as that music came up, I said his name. You know, I'm not suspect. I just want you all to know, once again, I have to do this, what, about every 6 months? I'm not gay. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
I'm just telling you. Bob Ballew, and I've been with Bob Ballew. Who
I just need to understand that.
So Bob Ballew hosts Playing Through. He's also the sports director over at CBS Austin, and a good golfer, and he's one of the better karaoke singers you'll ever hang out with. Bob Ballew, and if he does karaoke after a couple of cocktails and Bud Lights, Bob Ballew's go-to song.
George Michael.
Play that again, Zay. Careless Whisper, George Michael. And he actually gets up there and sings it. Does a good job.
Well, I'll just say this. I'm telling you I'm not a suspect, but if he's singing that, he may be.
No, he's just a very good performer.
Right, he's a good performer.
How about
right?
This one? I didn't know this was the song of the year, 1986. Dion and Friends, Dion Warwick and Friends.
That was for some kind of, that wasn't Farm Aid. That was, what aid was that for?
Live Aid?
Live Aid.
Yeah.
That was for Live Aid. Yeah, with Michael Jackson. That was
How about this?
Quincy Jones.
Yeah, this is going to knock the 80s out for me. 1987's top song. Again, this is the Billboard chart. So, you know.
Because I want to tell you, so far,
music.
This is some bull.
Yeah, pop music. Popular
Poppy.
Music. 1987.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like Bucky's doing the dance on Twitch.
Come on, man.
That's
the
Bangles. And then George Michael is back in 1988.
That was such a pop. Stop.
And then finally.
80s is no good.
1989. From.
Dude, Zay's got one finger up in the air. What the hell is that? What is that sound? What is that music?
That was
That
was Chicago.
Whitesnake?
That was Chicago.
It wasn't Chicago Transit Authority, I guarantee you that. Wasn't back then.
So here's what I'll say. So we don't have the sound and we run out of time, but if you go back to the 1970s and the same Billboard chart, number one song of 1971 was Simon and Garfunkel's A Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Great song.
Classic.
Love the 70s. Classic, great song.
1971, Joy to the World, Three Dog Night.
Love that. That's okay,
followed
too.
Followed by Rod Stewart, Maggie May, followed by Carole King, Is It Too Late for the
Too Late, Baby.
The Earth
now
to Move.
It's too late.
Yeah, I got to say, 70s, just killing the 80s. But, and I was born in 1972. 1972, Year I Was Born, Roberta Flack, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face.
Another great song. That was Lean on Me. That's all the good stuff was in there, right?
Yeah. And Don McLean with American Pie was third in 1972, the third biggest chart topper.
There's one in there that I have to laugh. Did I see Daddy Don't Go Away or something in there?
1972?
In the 70s.
I'm looking at a list of the top 100 songs for the year. So, yes, you're going to see a lot of different songs. Like in 1972, Year I Was Born, Sammy Davis Jr.
Daddy,
had a hit
Don't
called,
You Walk So Far. Oh, my goodness.
You know that one? 1973, number one song on the Billboard charts was Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree.
Oh,
Tony Orlando
Tony
and Dawn.
Yeah.
Tony and Dawn. Also, the number two song that year was Jim Croce with Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Surprise. Wouldn't you like to fly my beautiful balloon?
How about 1974? Barbra Streisand, The Way We Were.
Yes.
The Way We Were.
Good
week.
Stuff.
All right, so we look at that. You're going to like that one. Third best was, I thought that said ELO. No, that's not ELO. 1975, number one chart topper, Love Will Keep Us Together, Captain and Tennille.
Yeah.
Fan?
Yeah, good band. I'm his fan.
Followed by Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy, Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. Top three in 1975.
80s was some really bad music.
Well, again, we're having fun with it.
Maybe it was just more poppy than anything.
Well, and this is the Billboard chart, so this is always going to be the most pop, that played the most on the radio at the time, right?
What screwed up the 70s was a lot of disco towards the end.
1976, Wings, Silly Love Songs, number one hit for the year. 1977, this is getting a little disco. Tonight the Night, Gonna Be All Right, Rod Stewart, followed by Andy Gibb, I Just Want to Be Your Everything. Yeah, so the Billboard charts.
It was a lot different than what I was listening to with a lot of Motown at that time, with Smokey and the Four Tops and the Temptations and,
yeah, this
and
is
all
Billboard
the Jackie Wilson stuff. Yeah.
My Sharona was the number one song of 1979. So the vote went to the 80s. But yes, if you go Billboard charts, if you go to Best Musical Decade, most are going to say is the 60s as far as most influential, because that's when
the Beatles really
changed, and the Beatles and the British Invasion. But I think, you know, 70s for me would be the winner. 70s.
I think so. Because
so many genres took what happened in the 60s. And, of course, the 60s were building on the blues and building on the 50s. But the 70s then built on what had happened in the British Invasion in the 60s and some of the best music of all time in all genres.
Well, and people were so upset at when disco came out that it was just crushing what really good music was in the 70s.
I was fine with the Bee Gees. I was down.
I was down with Donna Summer. I was there. I did that. I had the Bell Bottoms.
And how about in all that? Michael Jackson didn't have a number one hit for an entire year. I mean, you would have thought he would have. Michael Jackson, kidding me? In the 80s. But I still think, you know, the Rolling Stones are known more as like a 70s band. And I know they're not a Billboard chart band, but I still think some of my favorite Rolling Stones albums were the 70s, like Sticky Fingers and. And the Stones are still making music, but I don't know. I mean, you look at the 70s, Eagles came online and kind of changed things. And so there we go. There's a little music fun on a Wednesday.
Actually, my sister is going to send me a picture of those red platform shoes that I had when she was a kid with her in them. I've got to see that. She had my sparkling silver platforms with the red heels. And listen, once again, I just want you to understand, I'm not. And if I were, that would be all right, too, if I were. But I'm not. I never have been. But I lean towards some feminine things. I just do. That's just the way, you know. But that song Babaloo is up there singing with a
Careless
mic in his
whisper.
Hand. Dude, that is like,
if you haven't had a couple of Bud Lights
there,
and then watch Babaloo sing that song.
What do you have to do to sing that? Just be over the top? Have a few?
Let me just say, like, sometimes karaoke songs, there are some that you can pick and sing, like, you know, most people can adequately get up there and sing a George Strait song. There's not a lot of difficult notes to hit all the time, or pick some of the, you know, one of those, because you want to pick a song that you could probably stay in your wheelhouse, even if you don't have a great singing voice.
First of all,
Careless Whisker is very hard.
But you don't care. Hard. That dude seems to care about that song. There's something about that, right? He sings it like a professional, from what I hear.
Yes.
Karaoke is supposed to be for having fun and sounding like crap.
It's very fun.
So if you're really taking it serious, there was some suspicions going on in there.
Well, let me just say, Bob's favorite playlist when you got to do like a, you know, online playlist, Yacht Rock. He's a Yacht Rock guy. Yeah.
Don't tell me Christopher Cross Sailing.
Sure.
Get away from me.
Perfect Yacht Rock tune.
Sailing?
Didn't
Christopher Cross live here? He lives in Austin or somewhere around here, like Round Rock. Got to be careful.
Is lots of 80s stuff you're missing. You can't tell by those songs. That's true. But again, that's the Billboard chart.
Right.
And we don't have 4 hours to play all the best songs of the 80s.
So Casey Kasem?
But it's always going to be the most popular song of the year, which isn't always the best song of the
year.
Obviously. Go to the Grammys for that. Oh, by the way, breaking news. Before we get to our timeout, and then Tom Gimbel, I'll let his team weigh in on the best decade for music. Sources, according to Pete Thamel, we just talked about Pete Thamel, had the story about the college football playoff and the 12-team playoff being the leader. He says Alabama and Boston College have agreed to a home-and-home football series.
They don't want any part of that.
The hell's your alma mater doing?
I think when I coached at Boston College, we beat Alabama twice.
Really?
Yes.
Ray Perkins had taken over
for
the Bear?
I think Perkins has been there, yeah. I mean, with Doug Flutie, I think we won that game. If you look that up, say, I think the Boston College Eagles have a history of beating the Crimson Tide.
I know when you played at Boston College, you played Texas three times.
We won one and lost two.
And Cheap Shots took your knee out twice against the Longhorns.
Same dude. How about that?
Got the film of it.
And then we got that.
We got the tape.
No, that still
Go
hurts.
To the tape.
That still hurts. By the way, dude who hit me, I have a new knee because of you.
And your doctor has a new Jaguar.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we'll come back. When we do, Tom Gimbel with the live music update for Wednesday. Where's your hot spots this weekend? It's going to be hot outside. If you want to get out and see some live music as Austin opens back up, Central Texas, where are the best spots? Tom will give us his top 10 places to be starting tomorrow night and into the weekend. It's B&E on the Horn.
After me, I ain't let it, don't you It's Bucky and Aaron.
Wayne Newton there, little Wayne Newton from our man Isaiah Collier, is having an interesting debate last segment about the greatest decade for music since 1950. Wide-ranging opinions. The current vote is on the national scales for 1980s. I don't know about that. But let's ask our next guest, who will have some thoughts on it for sure. Also, I'm going to bet at least will be at least one of the super regional baseball games this weekend. He is our friend Tom Gimbel from Austin City Limits TV. He's the general manager there. He joins us on the Vaqueros Hotline. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, E. How are you?
Doing well. Am I right? Are you going to be at the Dish this weekend, trying to finagle your way in there?
I may try to finagle my way in. I'm excited about this team. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better regional, and I mean, they just went through those teams like a video game. Coach just setting up his pitchers and just getting work in at the end there. I mean, it was just awesome to see. There's a good vibe about this team. They can hit, they can pitch, they can field, but there's just something about them that they seem together right now.
Yeah.
They really seem to be a team on a mission, which is a whole lot of fun to watch.
That's well said. And we'll talk to Coach Pierce tomorrow at 8:30, our normal weekly visit. And he, one thing he said about this team, Tom, is they've been the same team all year. I mean, they show up for practice, they go to work, they don't get high or low. They just, it's one of those teams. And you went to Texas, for folks that don't know, and you are a big baseball fan in addition to music. And so you've seen a lot of good teams at the Dish. This one, 45-15 seems to have a pretty high ceiling.
It does, and it's not just, one or two guys. It's up and down the lineup, and it's also not just one or two pitchers. You know, when you can get Pete Hansen coming in as your third arm, or Cole Quintanilla coming out of the bullpen throwing 98-mile-an-hour fastballs, and everybody just kind of seeming in control of their game right now, it's tough to beat.
Yeah, it is. It is. It'll be fun this weekend. And they get the Cinderella of the tournament now, essentially one of the last teams in. They had to win their conference tournament as a 6 seed to get in, and then they won the Gainesville Regional. South Florida will be here this weekend. All right, Tom, the music, the scene continues to open up. I know you continue to have tapings over at ACL-TV to get the things back in line. Is it feeling more and more to you? I know big summer festivals are on tap. I mean, it's I want to say it's all the way back to normal, but boy, it seems pretty close.
It does, to the point where this week I just took out all the streaming stuff. I'm not even going to talk about it. It's only live music from here on out. All the great clubs in Austin, the Mohawk, the Continental Club, Seaboys Heart and Soul, Antones, Empire Control Room, the Mohawk, they're all open. They're all featuring great shows. It's a good time to get out and see some live music. You know, starting tonight at Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company, Warren Hood, a great violinist, the son of the great Champ Hood, he's playing tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night, you can't do much better than Randy Rogers at Green Hall.
Yeah,
Randy Rogers from right here in San Marcos and playing right down the street there at Green Hall. That's incredible. Really good series going on at the Long Center. It's called The Drop-In, and that's on the HEB Terrace. And it's a series that's happening every Thursday night. And tomorrow you're going to get a chance to see Austin's own Bob Schneider. Bob Schneider, he's been doing it for a long time here in town, whether with a band or as a solo musician. His Lonely Land and the Ugly Americans, the Scabs. But everybody loves Bob Schneider, and you can check him out at the Long Center tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. And then a couple really good shows also this weekend. Starting Friday, Reckless Kelly is going to be over at Green Hall. I know they're buddies of yours.
Yeah.
And then it's not a show, but it's a signing. Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real are going to be with our friend John Koontz and Waterloo Records. If you're a fan of Lucas Nelson and The Real, you can go and get your album signed at Waterloo Records. They'll be signing autographs there for fans. That's Friday at noon. And then perfectly timed, the Casey Musgraves and Lucas Nelson episode of Austin City Limits is going to encore this weekend, 7 p.m. on Austin PBS. So if you're a fan of Lucas Nelson, you're going to have two chances to check him out, which is pretty cool. And then also on Saturday, Austin's own Grupo Fantasma, Grammy Award winning, they're going to be holding it down at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. And I highly recommend getting there early because the opener, Nane, is a band that's getting a lot of attention, kind of a buzz band on the local scene right now. So Nane and Grupo Fantasma, good double bill at ACL Live at the Moody Theater on Saturday. From the Roots, Questlove is going to be in town this weekend. He's doing a DJ set at Empire Control Room. So it's not the Roots, but it is Questlove in town doing a DJ set, which is pretty cool, at Empire Control Room. And then we've got Darkbird playing at the Mohawk, and Aaron Lewis is going to be over at the Nutty Brown Cafe. And then our Music Week will wrap up. I'm really excited about this. She is originally from the UK, but she now calls Austin home, and she is going to be taping Austin City Limits Season 47 Monday night at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, and it's Jade Bird, really fantastic artist, is going to be performing for us on the ACL stage, and we are going to be live streaming that for folks who are not able to get in. We're not quite there yet in terms of opening up tickets to the public, doing the public lottery that we normally do. We are increasing capacity with each and every taping, so we're close, but for this particular taping in June with Jade Bird, you can check it out as a free live stream at acltv.com. And then the final show of the week is the Lightstream Backyard Concert Series with Buck Cherry. Buck Cherry's in town, and they're going to be at Hotspot, and that is Tuesday. But I'm excited. The diversity of music, all the clubs are open. It's feeling good. We've got Longhorn Baseball.
Yeah, man.
To punch their ticket to Omaha. I'm feeling good, E. It's exciting. And just a couple weeks away from that first home game of Austin FC. That's going to be really exciting. And the women's national team coming to town a couple days before that. I'm a big fan of Carly Lloyd. She went to the same high school that I did in Delran, New Jersey. So go Bears, go Carly Lloyd, coming to town with the U.S. women's national team.
Very cool. Tom, we appreciate it as always, and enjoy the weekend. I'll be watching Casey Musgraves and Lucas on PBS on Saturday night, or is that your DVD, so you have that great episode archived. And, Tom, we appreciate it as always. Tom Gimbel, the general manager of the Austin City Limits television show. Thank you, my friend.
Always good to see you.
Absolutely.
Talk to you soon.
See you this afternoon. Tom and I, good friends, we're going to play a little golf this afternoon, I think, which is cool. Hey, also want to remind you that the Texas Rot Rally is going on this weekend. Our good friends at Bud Light helping out with that. It's a big event out at COTA this year, the Circuit of the Americas, and they've got a great musical lineup on their main stage. Blackberry Smoke, who I know is a hugely popular southern rock band. Jesse Dayton's playing on that main stage over the course of the weekend. Eric Tesmer. The Reverend Horton Heat, and many, many more. So check that out. That's another great opportunity for getting out this weekend and enjoying some live music and being a part of the Rock the Rally, 18 bands for their 2021 musical lineup at COTA. That website is republicoftexasmotorcyclerally.com. Got to type it all in, but don't worry, you can just Google it and click like I did out there as well. So there's a lot going on. Also want to remind you, while we're talking music, get in and get to CokeFest.com. Get your passes and get your tickets for CokeFest 2021. Our sister station down the hall at Coke FM always put on one of the better concerts you'll find in Texas and festivals. 2 days, unbelievable lineup, including Coe Wetzel and Aaron Watson, a fan favorite. Kevin Fowler is going to be out there. It's going to be a great event. August 6th and 7th out at the Hutto Park at Brushy Creek. You can get tickets at CokeFest.com. That's coming up in August, so get those now. That's presented by Michelob Ultra. Appreciate Tom Gimbel. We'll get a timeout, come back, continue to kick around the live story, top stories of the morning. Jim Schlossnagel, no longer at TCU, 18 years with the Horned Frogs in Fort Worth. If you're just tuning in, taking the Texas A&M job, happened overnight and into this morning. It's already been made official and announced on the Texas A&M side. We'll also get you set up for the NBA playoff doubleheader tonight. It's coming back, Benny, live, local, and digital, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
B&E with you. Appreciate Tom Gimbel, always. It's great to have Tom, the guy in charge over there, along with Terry Lacona of that legendary worldwide brand, Austin City Limits, part of our program. Appreciate that. Live, local, and digital. Also, looking forward to NBA playoff. Only one game tonight in the NBA playoffs. That would be a league MVP, Nikola Jokic, and the Denver Nuggets taking on the Phoenix Suns. Game two of that series. Of course, the Suns took game one, and I think if you watched game one, I think you saw why if I had an MVP vote, would have voted for Chris Paul for MVP, because when the game mattered and the Suns were down 10 points in the second half, third quarter, Chris Paul took over the game. I mean, absolutely took over the basketball game in pretty much every phase and led the Suns to that victory. And Chris Paul has that effect wherever he goes. And I think I don't have a team in this anymore, Buck, or I don't have a team in this, but I think I would be rooting for Chris Paul to get him a championship, or at least get to a final.
That'd be nice.
At least get to a final. So he's been such a gravitational force wherever he lands, whichever team he's on. And then he gets hurt in the playoffs.
And he does cool commercials, too.
Yeah, but he's just such a smart ball player. He's what...
But Jokic has been great the whole year.
He's been
really consistent.
Well, remember, Chris Paul went to a team that was outside the playoffs a year ago, and now they're in the two seed. And most of the same cast of players with the addition of Chris Paul. That speaks a lot to him and the elevation of that basketball team. And nothing against Jokic. Jokic was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the best passing big man in the league, and maybe goes down as the best passing big man ever when it's all said and done. Almost 10 assists a game. So he's like almost a point center. But, and obviously the Nuggets are playing without Jamal Murray. I mean, that they'd be a different team with him. He's their go-to scorer, and he got hurt during the end of the regular season or nearing the end of the regular season. So that's the one game tonight. Nuggets-Suns, reasonable tip-off time tonight. You can watch at 8:30 this evening. You have to stay up till 9 or 10 o'clock to see even the beginning of that game if you like to get to bed early, like I know the Buck will. And so that's tonight. Also, I was looking at this, Buck. You know, we've talked about the transfer portal a lot.
Yes, sir.
Transfer portal. And you know, we've talked about Oklahoma picking up three prominent transfers from Tennessee and that Tennessee football program.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at this. Our buddy Max Olson over at The Athletic, theathletic.com, tweeted this and a graph of the programs that have lost the most players to the portal. Tennessee has lost 25 players off their roster to the transfer portal. 25.
Oh, that's what I was saying. How are they going to play that schedule and be good? They're not going
to
be good.
Now they're trying to bring in players.
Yeah.
But the, you know, 25 players. Kansas has lost 22. Michigan State has lost 22 players to the portal.
Who would take 22 players from Kansas?
Probably lower level schools or the one or two good players. I don't know. Mississippi State's lost 20. How about that? Mike Leach, 20 of his dudes. See ya. Missouri's lost the same number. Auburn and Vanderbilt, 19. North Carolina, 18.
They're fat, dumb, and happy and entitled.
See?
Yes.
I bet you didn't know this. TCU?
Wow.
Gary Patterson's lost 17 players to the portal, West Virginia. And remember, this includes walk-ons. This includes anybody that wants to transfer out. So Texas A&M's lost 13 players to the portal. But that's a big number, so I was looking at that. And we told you earlier that Texas has a big recruiting visit today. According to OrangeBloods.com, our man Jason Sukumel over there, there's a five-star kid on campus from Denton Ryan named Bear Alexander. He's from Fort Worth, plays at Denton Ryan High School. He's a kid who is committed to Georgia, and this week put out a social media post declaring himself no longer committed to the Bulldogs. And then last weekend he was at Texas A&M visiting the Aggies. Today he's apparently on campus visiting Steve Sarkisian, Bo Davis, Pete Kwiatkowski, and the Longhorns.
Yeah, they'll put the clamps on him this weekend.
Well, and this week, I don't know how long his stay is, but it's an official visit apparently.
48 hours?
Yeah. I mean, that's a program-changing type commitment there. I mean, he's five-star. He plays on the same high school team as Jatavion Sanders.
Oh.
Who's coming in. He's the big kid from Denton Ryan that is on this year's class.
Let him recruit for you.
But he's at that position. He's Bucky, defensive tackle, 6'4", 320, interior dominator. I mean, if you want to know why Nick Saban has dominated the SEC, I mean, just go look at the defensive tackles they brought in year by year. I know they get that at most every position, but they dominate the lines of scrimmage at Alabama. And that's where Texas has to get. They want to get back to where they want to go, and where Steve Sarkisian wants to take it. Those lines of scrimmage have to improve. And so Bear, his real name is Keithron. I believe is how you pronounce him, Keithron.
Yeah, you those are guys you have to get. Those are ones that really make a difference and make a difference in a hurry, too. Plus, it makes a difference in all the rest of your recruiting. If that guy says he's coming, now you can start on working on guys, the different guys on defense now.
Yeah, well, and that starts at that cornerstone spot. And, yes. And look, the one thing at the end on the way out, Tom Herman left here, was a guy named Alfred Collins and a guy named Vernon Broughton. You also had Kondre Coburn there. I mean, that is the, if you talk to Steve Sarkisian point blank, what are you most excited about coming out of your first spring? Defensive line, defensive front, what we have there. And he also likes the veteran depth on the offensive line, but says so far and away, what we have up front, we can win football games with that if we can build around it.
And I hope this wrist thing is not, for Collins, is not a nagging wrist problem. That I guess he had surgery on that wrist, so that's why he didn't play that much in the spring, and that's why they had to be careful, and they'll continue to be careful, especially if it did have surgery, which I think he did. But I hope that's not something that's going to be a problem with him, especially with a pass rusher like him having to use his hands all the time.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and that's the key to pass rush, right? Shedding blocks and those spin moves, and
yes,
you certainly don't want that to be an issue. And hopefully it is a minor thing for Alfred, because that is, and you know, we'll see what the evaluation is for these Texas coaches, but bringing in four, you know, speaking of transfer portal, the four linebackers they've brought in, Ray Thornton from LSU, Ben Davis from Alabama, Afogu from Notre Dame, for depth there. They also get DeMarvion Overshown back from his injury. He didn't participate in the spring at all. You know, if they can play some pretty high-level linebacker play behind that defensive front and what they think can be a pretty good secondary, then I do think early Texas's defense has a chance to be, they can lean on it a little bit with the veteran guys on that side of the ball.
And Collins is that player who has all the physical capabilities. There are some guys with physical capabilities that still may have some growing to do. But for me, Alfred Collins is this is it. This is his year. We're not talking about, well, he'll be better as a junior. No, this is it. His sophomore year, this guy has to be like the real live player that he looks like he is, that physically he looks like he is. He has to have not only the physical tools, but mentally he has to be ready to play some incredible football for Texas. Not just sometimes, but all the time.
Well, and I think that's when you hear Steve Sarkisian says, you know, he says some guys get it. I think that's what he's trying to raise across the board. Every
he
play,
needs to get it.
He for sure, but the whole team.
I mean,
we know under their Tom Herman, over the last 4 years, this team kind of plays in spurts, and they kind of play week to week, and they're good for a quarter or two, and then they have a bad quarter.
That's sad. That is sad right there. You hit it right there.
Yeah, and that's...
They have to play four quarters every time they get to take the field.
And in every phase.
Yes.
And that's what the championship team does. Now, you can have bad days.
Right.
You can have rough series.
I'm sure Alabama has some tough...
Sure.
Times.
No.
No.
But, yeah, let's start with playing to a standard play-by-play, quarter-by-quarter, and not have these mulligan-type games or mulligan-type halves that they seem to have. That'd be a good place to start. But, yes, specifically Alfred Collins, for sure.
Yes.
Step out and breakout sophomore campaign would be great. All right, Bucks, great stuff. I know you will be out tomorrow. We have a great lineup of guests who are going to join us along with Isaiah Collier tomorrow. Looking forward to that. David Pierce will join us tomorrow as part of that lineup. Texas baseball head coach to preview the Super Regional with South Florida. And then you will be live with me on Friday morning from the Mullet Open.
Yeah, do wish Coach good luck for me.
I certainly will.
Thank you, guys.
8:30 tomorrow with David Pierce. Thank you to Isaiah Collier. Thank you to Dustin McComas and Tom Gimble. They were both guests of this program. If you missed any part of it, you know we always podcast it at our website at hornfm.com. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll see you bright and early, dark and early tomorrow, 6:30 on a Buck Off Thursday. Light the Tower is next.
Two out of three ain't bad, especially when the winner goes to Omaha. Texas and South Florida in the Super Regionals. 8 p.m. first pitch, 7:45 pregame, Saturday on The Horn.